Blog Talk Radio.
Like I surrendered, I didn't do what I would pray. Living my life watching the weather, wasting time and chasing fate. I look at the life I've been designing, waiting around for my breakthrough. But I'm pushing my dreams to the side of me. I give you my all, I give you my all, and I'm not running anymore. I give you my all, I'm giving you all of me, all of me.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. So glad to be here yet for another week, another opportunity to be blessed by the presence of God, be blessed by His Word, be blessed by you guys' testimonies, and just be enriched and fulfilled by His will being done in our lives. I'm grateful to be here. I am Terrence.
And I am Tanisha. And today is April 26, 2023, 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to PGN. We're very excited. A lot of exciting things have been happening this week at PGN. If you are part of Randy's text thread, he's been sending video clips of previous shows from years ago where he prophesied over things that we're seeing in today, like the prophecy about Joe Biden, the prophecy about Texas, being part of their own money system. So just be grateful to God that you're plugged into a network that has real prophets. You know, we're here by God's order. We're here by God's design, bringing forth the word of the Lord. And I know that some people are taught that the days of the prophets died with the New Testament or with the Old Testament, but that's not true. God is always going to give His word to His prophets. So just be thankful that you are plugged into a network with real prophets who love God, who love God's people, and who bring forth the word of God despite how people may feel about it, so that we are properly prepared and so that we can have the peace and the comfort of knowing that all of this is in God's control.
Amen. It's grateful to have a God that loves us and cares about us more than we could ever think of. Grateful, very grateful. I ain't gonna talk a lot tonight. And I just wanna really get into praying. I'm gonna go into the scripture, but really want to really get into talking to some people tonight. Okay, but I'm gonna start. I got a scripture that the Lord did give me today. John 1:11, and I'll read probably 11-14 maybe, but I'm reading King James. He says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory of the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Let's meditate on it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity tonight again, Lord, to bless you and to give you glory, Father God, to just get what we need from you. Father God, we ask that come, you be here right now. In Jesus' name, we remove any distractions right now in the name of Jesus. We just bind the spirit of distraction right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come against you, you filthy spirit. Distraction. In the name of Jesus, we pray the peace of God, the blood of Jesus over us right now. Lord, we just thank you for the righteous hearts, Father God, the righteous people, the righteous ones, Father God. Because of your blood, we've been made righteous, Father God. We thank you for that. Thank you for focus. Thank you for push. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We got a few people in here. I'm going to unmute you and talk a little bit tonight. 610-402.
Guess who? Shalom, shalom, mi gente.
What's up, Lisa? How you doing?
Well.
You feeling better? I was on last night.
Oh, you was on last night.
Yeah, I was on a little.
I'm struggling today. I don't know what's up. Yeah, I'm struggling today. It's called a hangman's fracture. Listen to that. Ain't that crazy? A hangman's fracture.
A hangman fracture. Wow.
Yeah. So, like, the neck. Yeah, that's what it's called.
So that's like from the neck down to the tailbone, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm
okay. They said I'm doing great. It's just me personally today. I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to even get out of the bed to go to the bathroom. I need a system. God got me. But I'm just expressing my struggle today. And I'm also very concerned for some reason. I can't recollect, and I have a memory blank of everything, and I'm being attacked in my mind where I'm just trying to remember. Like, I'm just being attacked in my mind with a lot of stress. And how do I do this? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have the keys to the van. We don't have the They're having an investigation. I'm concerned about. I just found out there's another individual involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just today's one of the days. Like, it should be like a glory hallelujah day, but I'm just not in that space. So I called and I'm like, mi gente, mi familia. That means my people, my family.
Absolutely.
So yeah, last night was whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's go ahead on in. Yeah, cause when I was praying, the distractions was heavy in my spirit. Distractions. That's all the enemy does is tries to distract you from getting what you need, and he tries to hit you in a place that's very sensitive and it's dear to you because he knows what gets to you. He knows when you are focused. He knows when what drives you, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like he tries to trip you up, and the only way he can do that, especially with a very stern and solid individual, he has to distract you in the most subtle ways.
Yes, come on now.
And he does it because he knows he does it to just try to get you in he can't stop anything. But what he does, he tries to delay things long enough to get you to buy into it, to respond to it the way he wants you to respond. And so it's like recognizing that distraction and you knowing that it is a distraction, you immediately have to pray against it. Because if you don't pray against the distraction will be just that, a distraction, you know. And so we come against distractions right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray over our sister, Father God, heal her body physically. Father God, you made it. You know way more than any doctor. You're far, far more greater than any mess that's in the earth. Although we're grateful and we're appreciative of the things that we have available for us, but Lord, we just pray that you only make available what Lisa needs in Jesus' name. that you protect her in that medication realm. In Jesus' name,
yes.
You send her God-fearing nurses, God-fearing doctors. In Jesus' name, just people that hear from you, surround around. Just protect her in Jesus' name, and Lord, we pray for the clearing mind, like amazing. right now. It's like if God wanted you to remember something, you would.
Okay, I got
right.
you.
Right Thank now, you. Just be where you are, and focus on Him, because that can be that's part of a distraction as well, because that's a subtle distraction. and focusing on
what kind did you say? I'm sorry, I missed it.
A subtle
distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yo, you hitting it.
It's like when God is giving you something that's because He gives you everything that you need, and so we just thank God that's your focus. That you know all of your needs are met, and that you are protected and that you're covered in the blood of Jesus, and whatever when it's time for you for things to be revealed, they'll be revealed to you. But during this process, it's about controlling the mental and being a force in the mental right now. Yes, taking control. Of the mental, allowing the Spirit of God to flourish, allowing the Spirit of God to truly flow and be dominant right
Amen.
Now. Because everything that seems bad ain't bad.
Come on with it.
A lot of times we make it that in our minds. Because we can't control, we're not controlling our thoughts. We're not putting our thoughts in check. You know, it's just like you walk into a room of people, right? And a room of strangers or something. And you picked out your outfit and everything before you left the house. And you said, I look good. So you okay yourself to leave the house to go be amongst other people. Okay. Now, when you get there, you see people staring. These are strangers, and you see them looking at you or what have you. Well, in your mind, it seems as if they're staring, but they are looking at you. They are engaged in conversation, but you thinking they're staring and talking about you. And in your mind, you like you're looking at your outfit. It's something about my outfit. They think. They don't like my outfit. They don't like my outfit. How dare they be talking about me and they don't even know me. Now, what I got on costs more than whatever. You know how people can be when walking in a room, and how people can misinterpret and read the whole room wrong. But it's all, it goes back to what they are thinking and truly not what others are thinking. Because we don't know what nobody else is thinking. We think we know. How is it that we are thinking in our head of what somebody else is thinking? We're creating in our mind the thoughts of another individual in our own mind and have not shared a conversation with this person. And based on that, it'll then change the whole trajectory of the evening. You went out to be amongst people, to be a part of this function or whatever, but now you've got this in your head, and so now you've left. ain't spoke to nobody, talking to nobody, but because you thinking people are talking about you and saying things about your outfit that you okay before you left the house. And so when I say that, that's somebody that's not in control of their thoughts. They are trying to control what somebody else is thinking, but their own thoughts are out of control. Get out of here.
Yep. Get oh, my goodness. Here you go. You're on it.
Get out of here. How dare I? Because how dare someone come and tell me what I'm thinking?
Mm.
Now, let me flip the script. How dare I go tell somebody what they're thinking?
What they're thinking.
Or how dare I sit here and think amongst myself without even having a conversation with that individual, but thinking it. So it just goes to show how the enemy can distract us, and whether we buy into the distraction
or we
focus on the decision that we've already made.
Yeah.
So when you decided to walk with the Lord, that's the decision that was made for you to step out. If you're following me tonight, Lisa, you made the decision You made the decision to follow Christ. You made the decision to serve the Lord to the day you die. You made the decision to trust him all the way through. You made the decision. Now, let's not get out here and get distracted.
Amen.
We're gonna stand firm in what we decided to do.
Yes, steadfast. Yes. No matter
what. Whatever God allows, you know that you are covered. You know that you are protected, and you know that the righteous have never been forsaken, nor their seed ever begged for bread. So you have to know
Hallelujah.
Who you are. And that cuts out all of the confusion and the distractions. And you just rest with the Lord. You recover with him. You allow him to heal you properly. Don't get in no rush. Don't worry about things that you feel that you have to handle. You better be asking God, do I need to handle this?
I need the help with that one. Yes. We're going to pray for that one.
Yes. Because we create habits. And I mean, it's we have a lot of habits. That's why his grace is sufficient, because we error in the eyes of God based on the word of God all the time.
And we think we don't.
We think we done had a pretty good day based on what we've done.
Right? How deceived we can be sometimes, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, man, the day was great. Yeah, man, I walked the dog. Man, I helped the old lady with groceries. You know, we checking off our criteria, our box.
Mm-hmm.
But in our mind, yeah, you walked the dog and you helped the old lady across the street, but you don't know how to communicate with your spouse. You ain't honest with yourself about certain situations.
What you need to be honest with yourself about. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
And so these are the things that we have to take. You know, take full responsibility of when we're walking with the Lord. You know, because it's because of the blood that we are. So, nothing that we can do to make God, love us any more or any less. You know, we just have to get into pleasing Him mode, and to please Him is to walk by faith.
Yes, and obedience. And I'm getting the scripture to much is given, much is required.
Much is required. We be wanting a lot, but we don't want to change nothing that we do.
Yes. Okay.
You know,
we
want to get out there in the ocean. We want to sail the seven seas, but all we have is a floaty. You ain't prepared.
Yep.
You gonna sail the seven seas with that? You're not prepared. So to sail the seven seas, you're gonna have to change some things. You're gonna have to acquire more.
Yes. Okay.
You're gonna have to do more.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to know more. You know?
Yes, sir.
It takes more than just a want.
Mm-hmm. It's a do and a be.
It's 'cause faith without
works is dead.
Is dead.
Yes, sir.
That's it, huge. It ain't, and that's the word of God. And if we believe that the word of God is to be true, based off the simple fact that God says that he cannot lie, meaning that he doesn't have the ability to.
Yep.
And he said his word does not return unto him void. It doesn't go out and come back empty-handed. It does what it says it's going to do. But according to our faith, then be it done unto us. It's just like us standing under a fruit tree, okay? And all that fruit is hanging, and you are hungry. But it takes faith to lift your arm and pick one.
Okay.
But so many people are standing there gazing at the fruit, being malnourished because they don't want to exercise their faith. They don't want to put the action behind the faith. They've been equipped with the arms, but they don't even want to lift them to grab the fruit, to provide the nourishment that they need to help them from killing over. But that's what a lot of us are right now. We're standing under the tree of blessings. But don't want to exercise our faith and act on our faith. Because some of us are still expecting just the fruit to fall.
Ooh, overripe and halfway rotten by that time.
Hey, we expect them to fall, then it fall and bust us out the head. Then you never know. But it's the season, and it's the time that God is really, really pushing for us to do our part. We have a part to do.
Yes, we do.
We're part of this history. Yes. We have a part to do, just like when it comes down to our salvation. You know, he said, confess with your mouth.
Believe in your heart.
And you shall be saved.
Yeah.
And it's a continuous walking out our salvation. But that's part of the process. These are the things that have to take place to solidify them. It's part of the instruction. It's part of the instruction. And so we just thank God for that drive and that protection that's needed in that boldness and that hunger and the action that's needed in Jesus. Because sometimes, you know, you have to reset. And when you reset, everything is paused. It's shut off. But when the power turns back on, it's rebooted with a fresh update. You know, just like these phones and stuff. We sit on these things all day long, computers all day long, and don't shut them off. And then we be tapping the mouse like something wrong with the mouse. But the computer's crying out, reboot me. eventually it'll just shut off. And so it's best to go ahead and reboot it daily, because if you're working, you don't want to lose none of
your data. Yeah.
Because when it shuts itself down, whatever you're doing could
right in the middle of a project. Yep. Ooh, what they say, you walking heavy tonight, brother.
Yeah, but this is for you for sure.
Oh yes.
But it's not just for you. Because before we started tonight, I was like, Lord was just saying he wanted to talk to people tonight, like the one-on-ones, and it pray it just go. And he would handle it like that. But when you're seeing the signs and you know the things to do, but yet you avoid doing them because you got habits. And what that shutdown does, it'll remind you. And depending on how severe that shutdown is, it'll remind you what to do the next go round.
Now repeat that one last sentence again, the one before, because they came in to give me a Lovenox shot, whatever that is.
Uh-oh.
And they're going to come back later. No, they're going to come back later.
Okay.
And so I was just, I didn't know, I wasn't trying to, there's no mute on this,
phone.
It's so, okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
I don't know where I left off at, but what I was saying was, was when the shutdown occurs, when the computer shuts down, and depending on what you are doing on it and how valuable those things are, that the information, the data that you're putting in, if it really meant something, you would avoid the computer shutting down on its own.
By rebooting, by resetting.
Yes, resetting. And so when you do it and you make a habit of doing it, then what you do, the habit, then it cancels out, you forget it. Because a lot of times with habits, you ain't even thinking about it. There's been times I've been driving somewhere and ended up somewhere totally different from where I was going, because the street was familiar, and because I traveled the street, I end up going the place I normally would go.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of habit. Not going where I was destined to go but just on autopilot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh my goodness, that's what I've been doing.
So what I see during this season is God really, that's what he's doing. He's putting us in the position to create the those habits that's going to make significant changes.
Amen. Do it, Lord.
Those habits that make significant changes. And it can be the smallest thing.
Mine is people pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to confess that and repent, because that's idolatry in the heart, and you're following what your woundedness is rather than the obedience of God when he's
mm-hmm.
telling us to do something, and following people rather than following what the instruction of the Lord is. And he's working on me with that one right there. And also in our Latino culture, you know, we have to like honor our family, our elders, our parents. But see, there's a different way that God will require that. And there's a lot of manipulation operating in the family. It's just the way the dynamics are.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that's okay. That'll go off. That's somebody else's alarm. So,
I know exactly what you mean by that. Me and Tanisha, we were having a conversation about that a few weeks back about the
culture. One second.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to shut it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that mine or theirs? Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead. You were saying that you and Tanisha was having a conversation?
Yeah, we were talking about that a few weeks back about, you know, the cultures. You know, us being born and seeing and shaping in iniquity, right? You look at all of us
in
our different cultures, right? You know, we are culturally connected to iniquity. We're culturally connected to sin. It's a lot of things that we did that's okay amongst our culture, but you still have to filter it through the Word of God. And so, because we were talking about the Black Power thing or something like that. Black Lives Matter and all of this, you know, all these cultural things. But then as a believer, you got to step outside your culture because culture most of the time is driven from emotions and traditions and stuff like that, or just some type of idea somebody had one day that said, hey, I think this would be cool, but it didn't run it by God. So everything has to be
Christ.
So even when it comes down to how we live our lives with, you know, from our culture, we are always with each step in faith, there are things falling off of us that we came here with when God gives us new revelation. Because when we are born again and born of the Spirit, then we are born into the new family, which is our real family.
The kingdom culture. That's what we get established.
That's the culture. That's what you want. That's the influence you want to be under.
Yes.
The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. So as a Christian, as a believer, this is what we do. This is how we move. That's why we say old things have passed away, but behold, all things have become new. So if all things have become new, think about all of the old things that got to fall off.
You're doing the same thing you always do. Wow, you're just giving me that word that it's confirmatory. It's confirmative.
And when we are walking with the Lord, right? You then get to see who your real family is.
Amen. Oh my goodness, you don't even know.
It's not about if the blood of Jesus saves, right? And it's because of the blood, because of his blood, and we're born again. We're born into this spiritual family because of the blood of Christ. So his blood is the blood that matters most.
Yes, and yes, amen.
This earthly
blood.
Who is my
family?
Yes.
The ones that do the will of my Father.
The earthly relatives and stuff, we hold on to relationships and everything because we have a love for people, and we have familiarity.
But what about obligation too?
Yeah,
And then we
put obligations on ourselves because of the roles that they have played in our lives. You look
and the roles we played.
Yeah, but when you look at the Word of God, right? If someone rejects Christ, they ain't in the family.
Come on. Oh, you ain't lying.
They literally not in the family. But yet and still, we would take strangers, right? Check this out. We would take a stranger that's not in our immediate family, earthly family, right? And they could be doing the exact same thing that one of our earthly family members are doing. They could be thinking the exact same way that our one of our earthly family members are doing, but yet we would
tolerate
what our family members are doing.
Oh, okay.
We'll turn that blind eye. But we're going to throw darts all day.
Come on.
At the stranger. At the stranger all day. All day.
Yep.
But yet still, the one that's closest to you because of the role that they have in your earthly life can also be a for real hindrance if you're not with me. You have to still establish those boundaries with your earthly family. You know, you have to let them know this is what I'm doing. I ain't forcing nothing on you, so don't force nothing on me. How things was, but that ain't how it is.
How can two walk?
So you got to respect me in my newness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, as you respect me in my newness, you know, I acknowledge you where you are. But leave me alone. Don't try to hinder me. even though you are in that role, and this is how so many of us end up being hindered, because you mentioned the word obligation. We feel obligated to people because of their role that they
especially
play in our
family. Especially family.
Imagine a daughter walking with Christ and their mother is a straight up Jezebel.
Oh, who are you talking to? I think it's me. Oh, man. Keep talking.
Think about this. That's a strange relationship.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You imagine how much pressure that is on the child. But you can do all things through Christ.
Through Christ.
So the more you focus on Christ and the more you give to God, the more he can do. Because we have to allow God access. God will teach you how to deal with things, and this is why it's urgent for us to be teaching children early on how to handle relationships. Mm. We think children don't know nothing, but when you look you think about the stuff you knew right that you might not should have been knowing. But there are a lot of things that you knew, and I look at these kids, which are getting more and more information poured into them at a very higher rate than it was with us growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that instilled, why do we lack in the discipline area in teaching focus and teaching responsibility and teaching the word of God to this generation and holding them accountable just like we were held accountable? We should actually be doing it at a higher rate now because of the rate of the information that's coming through the phone. But yet we're doing the opposite. The kids are being exposed to more, and we're doing
not taught. Yes, come on. Oof.
And we're shocked that the kids run out here and get in trouble. How? You set them up for it, because you ain't teach them nothing.
You ain't for our lackadaisicalness, our apatheticness, and our laziness for our children, for the youth, Lord. Forgive us, Father.
And this when a parent becomes a distraction. Now, you are a distraction in somebody's life. Because here you are thinking you think what's best for somebody based off how you feel. But you ain't asked the Lord yet who created that baby, but use you to get them here. See, we got the game twisted on our authority down here in this thing. The Lord gave us dominion over the earth. right?
Come on.
He gave us dominion over the beast of the field and every crawling thing and all of that. But man, we're equal to. He tells us to train our children up in the way that they should
go. They should go.
So that they won't depart from it. So what are we training them up in? Oh, I taught Timmy how to change this as oil in the car. I showed him how to rake the yard.
Cursive. Yeah, cursive is dying, so we're going to teach some cursive.
Yeah, it's going to be real good with money. I help him manage his financial plan already. Okay, that's good. So Timmy go out here and get old and older, goes to college, it goes to a park. And gets a cup of punch. But goes to the restroom, sits his cup down, like, I'll be right back. Sits his cup down, come back, drinks the rest of his drink and start feeling funny.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, next thing you know, this boy in the hospital, nervous system shutting down, and nobody knows what happened. Nobody knows what happened. Timmy dies. You taught him everything but Christ.
And him crucified, yep. Oh, goodness.
And that's what we should train our children up in. How?
Yes.
How to serve the Lord. Train them up in having the importance of having a relationship with God. Showing them how and what it means to put God first. And as they grow, right, they may get out here and do whatever, but they ain't going to forget that. They ain't going to turn from that. They going to know. So now that they know, they are held responsible for what they have learned. But they are set out with a better opportunity and the best opportunity. Matter of fact, that is it. Christ is the best and literally the only choice any living being, human being should make in this realm of the earth. Because this is the only time we could choose them here. According to the scripture. I ain't read no else where he say, you're going to go over here to Pluto and you're going to have some time over there. You might have time to choose there. I don't know. While I'm here, I got to choose them. And that's important. And you look back when we 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was different. Why was it different? Because adults were adulting.
Come on.
Men were menning. Women were womening.
Come on.
And kids were kidding. That's what they was doing. Not all, but most.
Wow.
Because we've never lived in a perfect world since the fall of man. But this is what we have to know. Us as believers, we have to walk and live the life because we know. We have to know what the Word of God is. I ain't talking about knowing scripture from scripture. Oh, that's great. I will applaud you. Yay.
We need to walk it out.
So what's in your heart?
Yes.
What are you following? Are you truly standing on it? Well, you just know about it. Are you just knowledgeable in it? Do you understand it? Or you could just have a conversation about it. We're in the season of understanding. We need some people that's going to stand under the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's going to support the Word of God. You support the Word of God in your actions and your deeds. And be real with yourself. Man, we got to check ourselves first. When people can stop,
when everything can be shaking,
stop lying
right?
to themselves every day when they look in that mirror, I promise you a lot of things will change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to check yourself first.
Amen.
Examine
our hearts.
And then, look, I'm not perfect, so I ain't trying to. We be so worried about what somebody going to think of us more so than what God is thinking of you right now at this moment. But I don't want to look bad. Who does? Like, why is that even a thought?
Mm.
Just do what God tells you to do.
Amen. Amen.
David danced out of his clothes. And
yep.
Holy Spirit shook him. He was
what
at
did
the
Tanisha
house.
Say?
He said his own wife was mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
like hot. Yep.
He didn't care.
And yeah. He didn't care.
Not care.
So it didn't matter what it looked like to people. He didn't care what
no
nobody
people pleasing with him.
He going to see all this.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a place that's far greater than what you looking at. While you looking at looking at me, he's looking on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's living through me. Because David was a man after God's own heart.
And his wife is proof that sometimes people be worried about the wrong stuff.
Yeah, people be worried about wrong stuff all the time.
And then you could add to you could become
a part of it.
Because they're always worried about the wrong stuff. Now you joining them and being worried about the wrong stuff.
Right.
But David, he wasn't worried about what his wife cared was thinking about. He was rejoicing in the Lord.
He was rejoicing.
Yeah. She was caring about the maidens, the young maidens, and how he looked. And
right.
And not focused on giving all the glory to God. And that bothers me, too. I noticed that yous are talking so much my life right now. I think
I meant
to
let you know, like, about 20, 30 minutes ago, but...
What'd you say?
I'm just messing with you. I just,
say
when
that
you
again.
Got on, I was like, okay, Lord, said we got to talk to these. And you was first.
Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. Like when Tanisha was saying that, you know, to be thankful and grateful to be plugged into this network, I am.
Yes.
And I'm just so thankful and grateful just to, like, how God, he does meet me where I'm at all the time. Like, yesterday, I didn't know, like, I just so happened to have a phone available in a quiet room in the hospital. And I just so happened to, you know, the Holy Spirit reminded me the phone number to call Prophet Randy. So God is just, and then today I was like waiting. I was like, and I don't have my glasses, so I can't see. So I was just like relying on the Lord to like tell me what time it was to call it.
Yeah.
And it worked. So he's amazing. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. But
yeah, like,
I wanted to touch on so many things.
He like
say that again.
Like we'll look at the situation, but to God be the glory.
Amen.
You know, because
amen. I want to touch on some things. The last few weeks or last few months, I would say it was months now. I always think things are weeks. I was getting so much. Remember, I was saying correction, like tonight. And I just love it because the way it hits. The one night that yous were talking, I think I told Prophet Randy this last night, when yous were talking the whole time, that gave me life because what happened was I was just in a battle. So I was able to just, by agreeing with y'all, like agreeing, the more I agreed, and I was like, yeah, amen, da-da-da, you know, like, because remember how I usually put you on mute and go off. that was one of the times that I was like, wow, because even Tanisha has said over, I don't know who that was for tonight, but, you know, because you spent the time speaking. And I was like, that was for me. But you've been, one thing that you've been speaking to me, well, the Lord has been speaking to me, and I'm glad you explained it a little bit better, because I was like, yep, this is God talking again. You have been used of the Lord to speak about distractions like maybe like 3 times already. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You were bringing correction the last few times, which is so, it's so... precious, I guess, rich, because you can get a personal prophecy, whatever.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We can open the Bible. But to receive a pure word of correction is like something that is another level of love. It's another level of love because we have blind spots, you know? Go ahead.
It's like, I remember, you know, getting them whippings from my folks, from not just even my mom and dad, you know. I ain't get, you know, a lot of women like different other people outside, but they had permission. But I cry or whatever or feel bad for that mom, but I ain't stop loving my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
I just stopped
and I'm not even crying. I'm actually rejoicing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I didn't even bet it. Just went up.
Yeah, but you know, like when as kids, you look at it as pain and this, that, and other for that little moment, and then the next moment we right back in there skinning and grinning.
Because, brother, you have a special gift that your correction doesn't sting. At least me, anyway. It's not harsh. It's not condemning. It's life-giving.
Wow.
You know, it's just another level of love. Like, wow, God. Because you know what was happening with me? And while you were talking, just letting those automatic thoughts, that subtle, no, take every thought captive into the obedience of Christ Jesus. You know what I mean? We teach it, but then... It becomes like a for me it was becoming like a snowball, like an avalanche, like a domino, you know what I mean? Butterfly effect, whatever you want to call it, because one thing has to do with another. Another thing is that I'm such a strong feeler, discerner, as we say in the biblical circles, and it's so strong. So strong. So when I'm around certain things, it's like I have to counter it, or it becomes overwhelming. So I noticed that the enemy has been using that, especially with my family and the people-pleasing thing, because I give in to the manipulation just because it helps me feel better, because when everything's out of control and there's so much negative energy around, or demonic spirits or unclean spirit, whatever you want to call it, I want to counter it, like neutralize it. And so the enemy's been playing with me and using my family to do it, and myself. And it's nothing like gross sin or anything like that, but it's the subtle, like you said, the subtle. So I really, wow. It was like a real good open wake-up call. Like, okay, now, what is it that God wants me to do? Because I feel like I'm so obligated to take care of everything, but I want to move. Like, I feel like stuck. Like, one of the things that really bothers me that I notice in situations that I'm around lately, and the believers, you know, and the circles that I don't want to be in, why do people give more focus, attention, when you give fanfare, whatever, to the crap rather than the glory of God? Like, for instance, like when you know how, like, you want to brag and give testimony when, you know, God is so good. I could tell you a million things that, and it bothers me when they're like, you know, amen, blah, 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 but then they want to focus more on the negative. That really, really bothers me. And I don't know how to break out of that. Like, the only way is to, like, separate. But then that's not good either, you know, because then you're just, like, isolative. I don't know. I, like, want to find my tribe, you know, because, like, this ain't it over here in PA. Mm-hmm. Look at what, you know. But another thing I want to talk touch on is how you paid for protection over the medication. I'm refusing Oxy because I'm just refusing it. I'm not taking that because you could take it one time and the way, because I know the biology behind the manufacturing of it. And most people who got hooked on it was through accidents and surgeries. So thank you for that. And wow. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that, but that was confirmative. Like, you was hitting all these conversations that I was having with people, with the Lord. Like, as you were giving the word of wisdom, it was hitting it. It's like I was getting the flashbacks, and it was like hitting me in my in my innermost being that this is, you know, this is exactly what you're saying is exactly the word of the Lord. And not only is it the word of the Lord, I agreed with it beforehand, and I'm agreeing with it now because I was speaking this, a lot of the same things that you were speaking. I just need a little bit more wisdom on what to do now and not to focus on this, what do you call it, this conundrum, but I forget that word, conundrum that I'm in right now, this, what they call a pickle. Like, I'm just like, yo, what am I going to do now? That I have so much going on in my life, like, and then my son is in the hands of the Lord. I'll just say it like that, because he is. And I just wanted just to know, what is your will for me today, Lord Father? I know what your overall will is, but what is it for me today? And also when you were talking about the computer rebooting and all that, so I believe that all things work out together for the good to those who love God and according to his purposes. So I don't know what this whole accident was about, but I'm still alive. And
well, what I am hearing, when you say reboot, that's what the Lord was saying. The reboot is symbolizing each day that God gives us. That's he's rebooting us. So all the work that was done, you know, the day before, you know, that's been stored. You know, the thing that's been experienced and this, that, and other has been stored in the memory, right? But you got your reboot for this day to start fresh with new data. And I just see what God has you right now is just you're right where it to some this may sound weird, but you're right where you need to be right now.
Okay, yeah, I receive that.
You know, you're definitely not where you want to be.
No, I'm like, I'm perplexed, yo. I'm bewildered. I'm like, yo, because especially now that there's another individual involved and this investigation, and then my mother got a lawyer. This is so complex. It's so complex. And then when you touched on a mother being a whole Jezebel, I don't want to talk too much over the air, but my mother has some very strong woundedness that she's not even aware of that caused another personality to rise up. And this personality doesn't know how to interact and navigate and behave without manipulation. It's a whole, it's not that control domination type of thing. It's just a whole, like, web of, it's a manipulation personality. It's like victim, little girl, very, like, I know what I'm doing, da, 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 you better listen. Like, it wants its way. It wants its way. So that's a whole other thing that I'm dealing with. I don't know who's on the air or whatever, but.
It's spiritual. When you was talking to Lord saying, learn how to separate.
Excuse me?
He said, learn how to separate. And so.
Separate the different personalities or separate from her?
The role from the spirit. Like, the Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right?
Yes, amen.
So that's right, not what we're wrestling. So, but we always identify what we're wrestling with is what we see. We think we're wrestling with our mama.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're preaching the same word I preached to myself. Go ahead.
You know, we,
go ahead. I need to hear this.
We're wrestling what we're looking at. You know what I'm saying? But no. But once, but when you come into the knowledge and you have the discernment and God has revealed these things to you, it's like you don't even see the roles anymore. You begin to see those spirits, and
yeah.
you want to deal with those
and shut
spirits.
Those spirits down. Yeah. And I was,
with me, it's kind of. I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say it's difficult for me to have a relationship with people. You know, like when God be showing me, you know, things. But
it is for me. It's very challenging because I want to run. I'm like, yo.
You know, like I can separate, but it's like, all right, like how should I address this today? But that's another reason why God was sharing about asking him first, even with dealing with relatives. Because we act like when we read this word that it's talking about everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
The spirits of this world. But yet you got relatives that's connected to this world.
Yeah, in our circle, in our daily circle.
You can't exclude them. But these are the people that's close to you that you should be ministering to. God has given you an audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but when they don't receive it because of who I am.
You wipe the dust, but they shake the dust from your feet,
and
you
keep
move
pushing.
You
but
keep
it keeps happening every day. I understand. Everything you're saying is exactly what I say to myself and to others.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking the Lord, okay, and he's going to teach me because he's not taking me out of this. He has me in it because I'm a runner.
Yeah.
I will. Bye. See you. God bless you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he wants to break that off of me.
Okay, so yeah, so you know where you are, okay, and that's good, and you know what you have to do, and that's good too.
And I know that you can't force people, right? Everybody has free will, and it says in the word, "We're a house divided." You know, will not stand. It says in the word, how can two walk unless you know, you agree. It says in the word that have no part of unfruitful works of darkness, rather they expose them. You know, like it says in the word that the spirit and the flesh is in enmity. So all those things I've been trying to touch up with my family, you know, because there's a lot of crisis going on. I have my immediate, the nuclear family, which is only extension up and extension down, my mother and my son. She lost her husband, and it's a whole thing. She's regressed, like, back to a child, kind of. And then I have my extended family that we're all up in the mix, too. Like, her, you know, my aunties, uncles, cousins, all kinds of stuff going on. And so I'm in this role of having to be, you know, caretaker and leader, but it's being usurped and sabotaged and opposed and resisted, and I'm being drained. And then I feel I'm battling resentment because I'm like, wow, I want to serve God. I'm wasting time with this nonsense when I want to serve God, you know, like, and I don't want to put y'all's nonsense over what God is showing me or telling me. So I'm in that little bit of a battle right now. Well, I was in a battle, and now I guess God stopped me. You know, he allowed. Anyway, I'm in the hospital right now with the humane fracture, whatever that is. You know, don't know where my glasses are, don't know where the cartera, the purses, the money, the cards, don't know where the keys are, don't know. The van is in the state troopers. They had to get a warrant from the judge. Like, it's all kinds of, so I'm just like here, like stuck like Chuck, but not really, but you know what I mean? So it's like, what's next? My whole thing is like, I'm a planner. I like plans, but I like spontaneity, but I'm talking about like plans within like a structure when you have to get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by plans. Because I'm a very impulsive, spontaneous person, especially in the prophetic. But I'm just like, okay, God, here we go. But I'm going to hold on to your word, man. I'm going to somehow get somebody's going to, I'm going to get somebody to bring a smartphone that I can listen to it again, but it won't be my mother.
Hey, the Lord may have her bring it to you. She might just be in there and hear it. Because one thing for sure, and I think this is what I know God is going to like strain out. It's like, you know, you get the towel and it's wet, and you know you squeeze it. And the water comes out, right?
Yeah.
And so when there's still some water left, it means it still can be, you know, squeezed. But you may not have the strength to get it all out and give it to somebody else. And they come and grab it. And you're like, well, how'd you get all that water out of there? Well, I just squeezed it, you know, like this. Yeah. So, but God is the one that's able to squeeze things and get everything.
Get everything out, and I want to purge.
Yeah, we can only get to a certain limit. And so I see God really showing you, like, how to really turn people over to him. Like, what folks do really shouldn't even matter. How they live their lives, man.
Shouldn't affect me, right? I don't know.
But
I don't know why it does.
It does, because a lot of the times it goes because of the role. Yeah. Do I want to see anybody out here just doing bad? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, the Bible tells me to even love my enemies. Physically, I couldn't care less about what my enemies be doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Love them.
But I got to love them. And so that's what it is. An enemy of God is an enemy of mine. Even though they're family.
Come on. Yes. They don't even know they're enemies.
The spirit that they possess is an enemy to God. Mm-hmm. Jesus gave his life for their sin.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give his life for the role you play in somebody. He gave his life for sin, so you could be free from sin, to protect your soul and to save your soul from hell. And if you don't get that, that's on you.
Hmm.
John the Baptist said it a long time ago, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Come on now.
He said he created this world, and they don't even know him.
Wow.
So here we are. John the Baptist said, I ain't even worthy enough to even latch his sandals. I wonder what type of sandals Jesus had, though. Them had to do some niceness. But think about this. Look at what Christ gave his life for. And look at the things that we worry about and focus on.
Yeah.
He gave his life for your relatives the same way he gave it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You made a decision the same way that
they're all saved too. They're all like, this is a Christian family, you know, generational Christian. My grandfather was a pastor, missionary, church planter. So this is what's so perplexing to me. It's like, whoa. And like, it seems like they were more liking me when I was in the backslidden state. It's like now that I'm really wanting to serve the Lord with everything and not with the okey-doke nonsense, it's like I'm getting so much pushback, like real serious spiritual warfare pushback. So I'm getting that with the family, the extended family, the immediate family. And then on top of that, I was dealing with poltergeist activities in the town and witches and warlocks astral projecting right there. Like, and they had authority. They had permission.
Mm-hmm.
And I was battling by myself, not by myself. Because I believe the one night the angel of the heaven's armies was there. The angel of the Lord of heaven's armies was there telling me exactly what to do. Because that's on another level. You're not, you know how the demons are under our feet. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like But when you're dealing with human spirits, you're dealing with, and then what Prophet Randy was talking about last night, whoa. You know, as I'm processing everything, like,
yes, a lot.
We gotta walk a precise line, you know, and I want to cut out the unnecessary casualties of war.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you're right. I believe you're right. I'm exactly where I need to be right now because I'm in the hospital. No phone, no nothing, but I'm in PGM, my familia. Yous are my family. Yous been my family. The PGN familia, the PGN crew from back in the day, and then people keep popping back up. You know what I mean? But that's my family. So I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful and thankful, and I can focus on that. And, like God got a plan. He has to have a plan, and he always does. He will provide a way out, you know. And maybe he doesn't want me, which would rack my brain because honor thy father and mother. But then the verse that was always coming to me from 2020 before my mother's husband died was let the dead bury their dead. And then also who loves me, like that scripture, where is it, about you it says hate in some versions. You gotta hate brother, mother, sister, you know, in order to follow me, like counting the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrestling with that because I was like, God, what does that mean? Because I was there. I was the one taking care of my mother's husband. She couldn't. She doesn't have the wherewithal when things go down. And so I was like the one having to step up in the family. And I'm thinking, and God honored it. He showed a whole come to the altar on. That's a beautiful song by Elevation Worship. And it was just... the way he transitioned was he made it in, and he needed to deal with some things before he, because, you know, we got to recognize brothers and sisters, whoever's listening, unrepented, unconfessed sin. That's not going to work in this season. So the Lord allowed the hospice and the suffering and everything that he had to go through and I had to go through to war and also minister at the same time to help him.
Yeah.
He made it in. Hallelujah. He made it in. And it was beautiful. So I'm in this place like, okay, now God, honor thy father and mother. But I told my mother like the last week or the week before, and then it was the crying and the tantrum with no tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not against, I don't know what she hears, because I'm not against her or thinking, like, I want to serve the Lord. Are you going to follow Christ with me? Like, and then she takes it as condemnation or pride. So then, you know, and I'm the daughter, and you have to honor and respect, you know. So it's like, I don't know. I'm just in this whirlwind, but God got me. Let me correct that. I was in a whirlwind. Whirlwind, yeah. But God got me. So I just, wow. Everything you said, brother and sister back there, are you in the background, sister?
Yeah.
Yes. I just love you guys so much. Like, and I just want you to know how precious, like valuable that you are in to not only my life, but I know to the Lord's life. Because like I said, I've been in the circles. This is rare.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was Prophet Randy talking about last night? The competition between marriages, you know, and all that other stuff. He talked about so much last night. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a gift, and I'm going to just keep praying for it to be protected at all times. Because it was a God-ordained marriage, a God-ordained sacred union. But a lot of people have God-ordained sacred unions, and the enemy still gets in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I mean, hit on about the casualties of war, right? And it was another point about, you know, honoring mother and father. With the casualties of war, right, you don't want to be a casualty of war. And so there's two things that I know
that will cause you to be a casualty and others around you in war. And it's fear and worry.
And that's, yep. And those are the strongholds that need to be broken off the family. And also with me, I'm not a fearful person, but when you have, I noticed that that was happening to me because the way I would notice that the spiritual activities were around me, like the evil was around me, is you feel like this sheer fright, terror. Mm-hmm. And when I would close my eyes, I couldn't close my eyes because then it was like, pop, I was getting assaulted. And I was like, God, why? God, what's the legal ground? Da, 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 da. But he taught me. He taught me how to battle. I had to battle the one night from 11:30 to like 4:30 in the morning with Shekinah Glory, clap your hands. And I couldn't even talk or move. I just had to stomp my foot, stomp my foot, stomp my foot. They were sending up. That's what I've been dealing with, y'all. Yeah, sending them, bam, 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 because the territory that I'm in, and I just had to stop my foot. You know that song, Clap Your Hands, Everybody? Mm. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph.
Uh-huh.
Shekinah Glory.
Uh-huh. I remember that song.
And I would just, and all I had to do was stomp my foot, stomp my foot, stomp my foot, stomp my foot for 5 hours straight. And I kept putting it on the computer, and the computer be messing up and everything, and having to take authority over that because he's the prince of the power of the airwaves. You know what I mean? And I'm coming into a real dark territory. I went to the leaders trying to get people like, who's got the apostolic authority in this area so I can link and we can, you know, we got to do some things. And it's just been battle with the family and then the territory, and it's just been intense. But
yeah.
That got me. Yo, when that thing happened, sorry, I just want to say one thing. When that thing happened with the Angel of Heaven's Armies, he was like telling me what to do. I didn't see him. I could sense him and I could hear him. He was encouraging me and just giving me strategy, but real short commands. And it was to my, I think it was to my right side, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was. I'm not sure. It was right, he was like right there. Isn't that beautiful? So even when you're in the midst of that, God will send him his, you know, his servant. So I believe that we're going to be working with the angels because like we were talking about last night, we already are. And back in the day, God showed me that we're going to be going to portals, traveling with the angels, being, we're not having to worry about when they take away the passports, whatever they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. We're not worried about what they're going to do. But I know that the increase of angelic activity and the increase of working with the angels, the holy angels of God, is on the rise. So go ahead, because I interrupted you, and I wanted you to speak what you had to say.
I was going to say, when it comes down to exercising, you know, the faith, your faith does call. You use it to minister. It's a ministry unto God because it pleases him. Because when Jesus was preaching and they came in and said, hey, you know, when you get ready to minister, they say, hey, your mother and your brother is out here. They want to have a word with you. He's like, who is my mother?
Yeah, who's my mother and father? The ones that do the will of my father. I mean, who's my mother and brothers or whatever? And that's that's where I'm stuck. Because their will, what they think is their will of the father, is not what my father is telling me. And like you said, remember how you said earlier in the conversation, in the discussion, you said, oh, you could be doing this good deed and that good deed, but if you have conflict in your household, you know what I'm saying? Or just like, the old school way of doing things, like for instance, I know that the prophet has a different role. The pastor has a different role. The teacher has a different role, a different perspective. And I'm all about giving food because we have my mother's church, you know, they do the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So that became my responsibility now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mortified over that. I want to talk, like, there's discord and dissension at the top with a couple of the pastors, and there's some other ministries that are coming because the church that my mother's in is old people. They don't have the manpower to do a food pantry. So we have
mm-hmm.
to partner with other ministries. You know how we know people and we connect with people. So they come
mm-hmm.
in. And it's a whole big rigmarole, and it's like, what are we doing? Is God telling us to do this? Because if God was telling us to do this, there wouldn't be so much discord, dissension, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the money situation, and people get acted up with that. So then this is my whole thing. I don't want to give out food when these people don't even have the bread of life. Come on,
mm-hmm.
where's the priority here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ticked off because I feel like I'm stuck doing something and I want to speak the word of God. These people
mm-hmm.
come in, they need the word of God. There's, you know,
mm-hmm.
these families come in and they want to know about God, like the little children and stuff like that. And I'm just getting tired of it. Like we, first things first, yes, let's give out food, let's help the community. But but if we're going to be under governmental thing that we can't talk, I don't want
mm-hmm.
no parts of that because I don't want
right.
no blood on my hands.
Right. And so what you need to do is confirm. I think God has already confirmed it. But you ask yourself, okay, Lord, is this what you want me to be doing?
Because I'd be annoyed every time.
It's going back to the reboot, please. And I'm gonna have to shut out. I'm gonna have to shut out because we didn't win over. This is the reboot. Because everybody is getting this. This is your word, but trust me, this thing is spreading.
It's for all of us.
It's spreading. The reboot is to deal with that day.
Okay. Reboot.
So this day, if the Lord says, don't mess with that pantry, don't mess with the pantry. And he may say,
what do I do now?
Don't mess with the pantry.
Oh, my goodness.
And people might be asking, Lisa, are you going to give a hand or are you going to be available? Well, I'm not available today. You know.
And the problem is that, and then I have to tell my mom, because that's her little role. That's her little director of the food pantry. But and you know what? It ends up me being it because she don't have the capacity. And then I don't have the authority, but I have the responsibility. So I'm having to submit under disorder and just nonsense. So, okay, that was the word of the Lord. So I'm going to see how this is all going to work out. Thank you for the word of the Lord. I love you guys.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
You already know how much I love you guys. I love the whole PGN familia, everybody out there. God bless you guys. And thank you. I just thank you, man. Thank you. That's what I have to say. And Miss Tanisha back there, thank you, Mama. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, honey. I took over night. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, good.
Y'all be listening to me all night. But I'm going to pray right quick over everybody. And we're going to close it out for Randy. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, this moment, this opportunity. We thank you for this show tonight, Father God. We thank you for blessing us and giving us your word. And Father, we just pray that we begin to chew on it, and get all the nourishment that we need to live the lives that you want us to live here in this earth so that man may know you through us. That's all that matters. And my prayer is that you become more and more significant in our lives.
Amen.
More and more significant to us.
Yes.
More significant than our jobs. More significant than
than what we want to purchase or buy or eat or wear or go. More significant than anything that the world has.
Amen. More significant.
Because you are our provider. You are our creator. You are our sustainer. It's because of you, Father, we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for giving your life for us. And we just come against the spirit of confusion and delusion in the name of Jesus. Even amongst believers, we just come against discord. And then we just learn to follow you.
Thank you, Father.
But we know that what we're battling against in the earth, but Father, we just thank you that we learn to do things properly.
Amen.
The way that you tell us to do it, Father God. And we trust you, Lord, with everything. We trust you with the life that you've given us. You gave us my life. So why would I trust you with the lives of my children? Because you gave them life. How dare I try to get in the way and saying that I can do it better than you?
The devil is a liar.
I can protect my children better than the Lord. I'm giving them everything but him. But Lord, we just thank you that us as parents, Father God, we tighten up. And accept the role that we are in and accept the responsibility that comes along with it. A lot of us were spoiled children growing up, riding, and it ain't changed. We just got bigger and had more access to things. But you still got the same spoiled individuals walking around. They just been spoiled longer. They've been riding longer. But, Lord, we know you're the God that can change anything. There's nothing hard for you. So, Lord, we surrender all our cares to you right now in Jesus' name. We lift up PGN. We lift up Randy. We lift up everybody listening. We lift up everybody that teaches up here. And we call in all of those that need to hear from PGN. And as we branch out, And as you set us a course to go develop and to go plant other trees,
yes,
and to build, Father God, we thank you that you are with us, that you are always with us, because you said you will never leave nor forsake us. And I believe it.
Hallelujah.
I believe
it. Amen.
I believe it.
We believe it, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Real quick, amen. Y'all got lands over there in Texas? Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get some land. We got some stuff going on over here.
Okay, that's it. That's all.
Yeah. We'll be seeing you soon, Lisa.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, I'm going to cry.
We'll be seeing you soon. Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
be seeing
you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Say that again. Say that again because my voice is cracking.
We will be seeing you soon.
Let me pass out. Get the glory cloth. Or what they call it, modesty garment. You know when they fall out.
Yeah, that modesty cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama Ruth made Tanisha one before she passed.
Oh, God
and,
bless. I love Mama Ruth.
Yeah, she made me a handkerchief, and we keep it close. I keep it by the bed every night. So, yeah.
Okay. Amen. All right, I'm going to get to see it soon then, too.
Yeah. You're going to see it. I'm telling you. You're going to see it. I'm telling you. Absolutely. In this lifetime. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this lifetime.
Amen.
But thank you. Thank you, sister.
Thank
God bless you.
Bless you guys. Okay, we love you back. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night.